Welcome to She Reigns, the podcast where visionary women build audacious high-end brands and make bank. I'm your host, Rimal Shamsi, high-end brand expert and the mastermind behind Reign, as well as the founder and CEO of Rurura Design. If you're ready to step into your power, be the one in your industry, and create a one-of-a-kind brand that allows you to live real freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's dive in. If you are doing all the things, you're posting consistently, you're showing up online, and you're pouring your heart into your content, but you still feel like you're not attracting those high-end, painful, no questions asked clients, I need you to stay with me because I'm about to spill some premium level tea. Today, we're getting straight into it. Why are luxury clients not sliding into your DMs, number one? And number two, why are you still attracting those price-sensitive buyers who hesitate and negotiate and take forever to decide if they want to work with you? And before you blame the algorithm, the economy, or your sales skills, let me stop you right there. Because it's not any of that. This is a brand positioning problem. Not a marketing problem, not a visibility issue. It is an authority issue. High-end clients don't respond to hustle. They don't choose who is posting more online. They don't respond to convincing. They respond to the woman who shows up with more power. They respond to perception and energy and identity. So if your brand is still giving mid-tier coach energy or mid-tier service provider, if your content still feels safe and general and forgettable, high-end clients are not going to see you as the authority that they need to invest in. This episode is going to be a game changer because I'm breaking down why your brand isn't magnetizing premium buyers right now. It's actually repelling them and how you can fix it. I need you to hear me on this. High-end clients don't just pay for solutions. They don't just pay for a program or a coaching program. They pay for an experience, a brand, a feeling. They pay for certainty and conviction. And that certainty is the certainty that you are the woman who will elevate them. The certainty that working with you is a luxury investment. The certainty that your brand, your presence, your entire world speaks high value. And if your brand doesn't look, sound, or feel premium, they will keep scrolling because high-end clients, those premium clients that you want, they don't second-guess their decisions. They invest in brands that already embody the level that they want to step into. So let's break down what's really happening here. If you're attracting mid-tier clients, you're making one or more of these key mistakes that I see a lot of female entrepreneurs and a lot of my clients doing before they work with me. And it's time that you ship them immediately because you are going to boom. The first mistake that I see is you're trying so hard to be visible instead of in demand. Everyone tells you to show up more, post more, go live more, put yourself out there more. But let me ask you something. Do you see Chanel dropping 10 Instagram posts a day? Is Dior running daily Get Ready With Me reels? Does Four Seasons or Aman Resorts or any of those big hotels, do they need to explain why they charge $10,000 a night? No, because luxury brands don't compete for attention, they command it. And if your current content strategy is still based on quantity instead of quality and impact, you're going to keep blending into the sea of just another coach or just another business or just another service provider instead of standing out as a high-end authority. And the way you fix this is by going and shifting your content from constant content just for the sake of you posting and ticking off a box to category of one content. So instead of posting for the sake of staying relevant, every single post needs to feel like a brand moment. Like when they see your post, they feel like they're stepping into a world that is exclusive and high level and magnetic. And your content needs to make people, aka your premium clients, feel like they just walked into a luxury penthouse, a luxury boutique, a luxury experience. Every word should signal power and certainty and effortless authority. So this is what I teach my clients. Instead of posting for engagement and posting just for the sake of posting, I teach my clients how to create content that is focused on depth over volume. One post should feel like a mic drop moment that makes your audience stop and feel something and move and take action and buy from you and hire you. The second mistake that I see a lot is you're still speaking to a target audience instead of a one and only high caliber client. And I want to ask you this question again. Are you speaking to one high level woman, one high level client, or are you still talking to everyone? I know when we all started our business, everyone told us to have a target audience, right? But that is you operating at a level of running a business. We are way past that. We are here to build high-end brands. Luxury high-end brands don't speak to the masses. They have a one and only client, and they speak to that client, but not just any version of that client. They speak to the already decided, already powerful version of the client who is already ready to invest. And yet, I still see it to this day. So many coaches and service providers and female entrepreneurs are still speaking in broad, generic language instead of calling in the highest caliber woman. And the way you fix this is you speak to the woman who's already successful at whatever field you're in, but now she's ready for next level expansion. So instead of speaking, for example, if you target female entrepreneurs, instead of speaking to female entrepreneurs as a target audience, your messaging should feel like a private invitation where you are speaking to a one and only client, and that your messaging is like a private invitation that only a very specific kind of woman resonates with. And this is what I teach my clients in terms of how you can craft content that makes the highest level version of your ideal client think, she is talking directly to me. I feel seen, I feel heard, I feel understood. This is how you filter out those price-sensitive buyers and start attracting decision makers. And the third mistake that I see is your brand doesn't feel like a luxury experience yet. You don't just tell people that your brand is high end. You don't just tell people that you have a luxury brand. You make them feel it at a body level. So if your Instagram still looks like a DIY Canva template, if your bio is still unclear and vague, if your messaging is soft and watered down and forgettable, your brand is sending mixed signals. And the way you fix this is that your brand needs to look, feel, and move like a luxury brand. From aesthetics to presence, every touch point, whether that's your visuals, your messaging, your content, your website, your sales pages, the branding of your offers, even the name of your offers, should make high-end clients and premium clients think, I need to be in her world. That's why in my private coaching, Inside Drain Era, I teach my clients how to create a brand universe that high-end clients feel drawn to. So those are the three biggest mistakes that I see, which you are probably making one or more of them. But this is where we elevate, because once you fix your positioning, everything changes. No more chasing energy, no more convincing energy, no more price objections or I need to think about it clients. Just premium clients who see your value, feel your power, and they're ready to invest high ticket. This is how you step into Rain Era, where your brand exudes luxury, exudes authority and exclusivity so effortlessly that high-end clients, those premium clients that you want, seek you out. So the first thing you want to focus on doing is you want to refine your brand identity to become instantly recognizable and irresistible to your premium client. When I say branding isn't about your colors or your fonts or your logo. It's about perception. Branding is about what people feel keyword feel the moment they land on your page or hear your voice. Think about Chanel or Dior or Four Seasons or Raffles or Aman Resorts. Luxury isn't about shouting or being the loudest in the room. It's about having a consistent, refined, and unforgettable presence. Your brand identity should feel like stepping into a luxury fashion house. It's effortlessly high-end, it's magnetic, and it's aligned with your highest level of power. So what's keeping you stuck right now is your brand feels safe, it feels quote-unquote professional, or visually basic instead of elevated and iconic and full of personality. Your online presence lacks cohesion, because it's giving off mixed signals instead of an unmistakable signature brand feel. And you're still using visuals and language and messaging that attracts mid-tier clients instead of luxury buyers. So what I teach my clients in terms of how to fix this is to build a brand identity that exudes exclusivity and high caliber energy, number one. Number two, to choose premium brand visuals that match your luxury pricing to heighten the perceived value of your brand. And number three is to embody your brand power by creating a presence so strong that premium clients feel magnetized before they even speak to you. So I want you to ask yourself, would you pay $25,000 to work with yourself based on your brand right now? And be radically honest with yourself. If the answer is no, it's time to refine your identity into luxury level brand positioning. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to speak to a higher caliber client, the one who is already willing to pay and invest high ticket without hesitation. Because the woman who is meant for you, she doesn't need a sales pitch. She doesn't need a sales call. High-end premium clients aren't looking for another coach or another service provider. They are looking for the industry authority. So what's keeping you stuck here is your messaging is still too broad because you're still trying to speak to all women in your target audience instead of the woman who is already successful but needs to elevate, aka your one and only client. You're still creating value-packed content and educational content that attracts learners instead of identity-shifting content that calls in leaders. And your content is making people think, oh, that's helpful, but it actually needs to make them think, that is me, she sees me, she knows exactly what I'm going through, she has the solution, I love her vibe, I need to work with her. And this is what I teach my clients in terms of how to craft content that not only attracts high-level premium buyers, but also makes those luxury premium clients feel like you already know them. And the audacity effect, where you are using bold, high-caliber messaging that positions you as the only choice. So the shift that you want to make here is you want to speak to your one and only client, the woman who is already making money, but is now ready to become a category of one brand. Because when you elevate your messaging, you elevate the type of clients in your world. And high caliber clients don't need a sales call. They just need the link if you've already done all of the above that I talked about. And the last thing you want to focus on doing is you want to make your brand an exclusive experience so that those premium clients feel lucky to work with you. Because luxury is not about getting more clients. It was never about getting more clients. Luxury is about attracting the right ones at a premium level so that fewer clients pay you more. Think about the Birkin bag, a Chanel runway seat, a suite at the Ritz in Paris. Not everyone gets access, and that is what makes it so desirable. Luxury premium clients want exclusivity. They don't want to apply, they want to be invited. And this is what I always touch on with my private clients. Whenever one of my private clients says to me, I'm not making as many sales as I want to, I ask her, are you inviting them in? Because that's the type of selling that attracts luxury clients and premium clients. So if your brand feels too available, too accessible, or too open for everyone, you are signaling mid-tier positioning. And this is what's keeping you stuck, because you're still launching like a mass market brand where it's open enrollment, non-exclusive access. You're trying to sell instead of positioning your offer as a private luxury experience. You feel like you need to justify your prices instead of just making your brand presence alone demand those prices. You are still too accessible when your presence should feel high value and high caliber. And this is the type of work that we do in my private spaces. How to create a brand so exclusive that clients feel honored to get in. And I teach my clients as well the invite-only brand strategy, which is how to shift from launching for everyone to building high-end demand naturally, and how you can create high-end brand mystique so that clients desire you instead of you selling to them. Because luxury high-end brands don't chase, they attract. When your brand feels exclusive and powerful and highly curated, you will never have to quote-unquote sell again. If you are ready to step into high-end brand leadership and attract premium clients effortlessly, I am the mentor for you. DM me on Instagram and let's talk about stepping into your next level positioning, because here's the truth. High-end premium clients are already looking for you. The only question is, are you currently positioned for them to find you? And if not, I'm the woman you hire. Meet me in my DMs and I'll catch you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to She Reigns. If this episode resonated with you, be sure to follow the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And if you loved what you heard, I'd love for you to leave us a review. It helps us reach more women ready to build their empires. If you're ready to enter your reign era, check out the show notes below for all the links to connect with me, join my world, or dive deeper into premium branding through my programs. Until next time, remember to reign.